Well, I don't have any illusions of myself as a screen star, but Wise Guy was my best experience because I got to do it for the longest period of time. They gave me the most amount of dialogue, and I had a lot of one-on-one scenes with Ken Wahl, and so I really felt like that was really the first chance I got to act, and it was also really the first time I was comfortable. Acting, I guess, just like if I was going to play a new song for you guys here in this room, if I practiced it 12 times upstairs and then came down and played it for you, I'd probably play it better than if I just picked up the guitar and decided to give you a rendering. And what I found out during Wise Guy was that the more you practiced off screen, the more comfortable you were when you were on camera. And acting is all about being comfortable. The more comfortable you are, the more natural you appear on the screen. You're not over animated, you're not under animated. And it got to the point in Wise Guy where I was looking forward to scenes with more dialogue because I could string my character along a little in different, ways. It got to the point where I would show up at the set an hour early and I'd immediately like run to where we were going to shoot and see if there was anything I could play with. If where I was, you know what I mean? You start to, instead of worrying about your lines, all of a sudden you're playing out there because you feel good. So I learned on Wise Guy to practice dialogue. I practiced it over and over again. I got an acting coach in Vancouver, who lady that worked with me, and I really enjoyed doing that show and thought I was just starting to get it.